State representative is proposing a bill that would require votes to on a budget item to take place during normal waking hours.
The state legislature has a history of long, sometimes contentious debates that'll end with a vote on an issue while most Wisconsinites are asleep in bed.
For example, the assembly passed last year's budget in the early hours of Thursday morning after more than 12 hours of debate.
Joining us now is the representative behind the bill that would change this practice, Beth Myers from Bayfield. Representative Myers, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be with you, Rob.
Well, first of all, spell out what would change under this legislation.
I'm looking forward to having conversations during waking hours with my colleagues on the floor so that citizens of the state of Wisconsin can participate in the conversation with us, and so that we have what Wisconsin has been well known for, open and good government happening during the hours that people will be listening to us.
Well, talk us through some of the experiences you've had with late-night budget votes.
Well, this year our budget went late into the night, and even though we did have a bomb threat and that delayed us a couple hours, there were things that we were talking about in the night that people should have been able to listen to. I know that people listen to Wisconsin Public Radio when they're driving in their cars or when they're sitting at home at night. And it just would have been nice if everyone could have participated in those conversations.
Well, the idea is that the budget is a months-long process. It's been picked apart bit by bit over the course of weeks, maybe months. So by the time the vote actually happens, isn't the talking done? Is anything new really happening in that late-night vote?
If we were to take that approach, we'd never have to be on the floor to debate our bills. I think it's important that people understand why we are voting one way or the other for a bill, and that we follow up with the conversation so we can say, okay, I'm against this bill for shoreland zoning, for example, in my district, because Bayfield County and other counties in the district have worked for decades to make sure that they have established zoning procedures that are unique to the area and that meet the needs of the district. So those are conversations that people should be able to listen to.
And would your legislation apply only to budgets or any legislation?
This one is applying only to budget, but maybe we can expand it in the future.
Is this something, it seems like I hear about this every couple of years when the budget's happening. There's always that late-night crash session at the end. Why does that keep happening?
I think because when we get to the point of the calendar, the agenda, where we're pushing the budget through, we've got so much to take care of, and it's crunch time. But I think there's a better way to do it, and we need to extend how many days we may be on the floor to work on the budget. This is a very important issue in the state of Wisconsin. And again, I don't think I can say too often that government works best when the citizens know what's going on and feel like they have a voice in the process.
Is legislation needed, or is there just some sort of basic civility needed? And we've seen informal agreements, something like this, where the majority party and the minority party negotiate a plan and they just come up with some kind of, hopefully, common sense solution. Is this something that could just be hashed out among legislators without legislation?
It's always great when we can work together without having a law to dictate it. But I think if we did have this bill pass and it becomes a law, that'll just make sure we all continue to follow the rules.
We're talking to Representative Beth Myers from Bayfield. She is proposing new legislation that would put an end to late-night budget sessions, something Wisconsin is well known for over the years. So you're looking for normal waking hours for these budget debates. So what would that mean in legal terms?
I don't know about what it means in legal terms, and I would leave that up to the leadership of both parties to figure out exactly what that means. But typically, anything before 11 p.m.
And we've seen sessions go much, much later than that. Is that right?
Later than that, yes.
Maybe some bills, the budget, there's a deadline usually. Isn't it necessary sometimes to have that all-nighter just to get things done and put it to bed?
Well, I think that makes it, if this bill passes, it will mean that we need to step back, look at our calendars, and bump it out a day so that we do finish our business during daylight hours.
As you talk about this with your colleagues in the legislature, what kind of reaction are you getting from people?
good reaction, especially on my side of the aisle, of course. But people understand the need for this, and they understand that if it's the 74th district, which I represent, or any district in the state, citizens want to be involved in the process. And this just, again, makes good, open government.
Is this something you hear from constituents, maybe not specifically the late night issue, but the idea that they're worried about transparency of how things like our budget get passed?
Absolutely. Things happen very fast here in Madison. Right now, as we end the winter session, bills are coming at us at rapid speeds. And here a bill will come out, and it's like 24 hours later we're doing a hearing, and very soon after that it's being execed. So I think people want to slow down the process and actually be able to understand what we're doing. Even staff and members of the assembly are going, wait a minute, I didn't have time to read that. I didn't have time to research that particular issue, and now I'm being asked to vote on it.
Is there the perception, maybe the reality, that in these late-night sessions, things get added suddenly under cover of darkness and get passed before anybody knows what's happened?
There is that perception, yes.
Is it a reality, too, do you think?
Yes, I do.
So is this a bipartisan problem? I know Republicans have been in charge of the legislature since 2010, but I remember late-night sessions when Democrats were in charge. Is this something that you see as a partisan issue?
I do, and I hope my colleagues on the other side of the aisle will see that and support this bill.
So what's the timeline on this legislation? Do you have hopes that the Republican majority will pick this up?
I always hope the majority party will pick this up or any of my bills. I'm not sure it will get through this session, but I think it raises awareness of the issue, and if it doesn't get through this session, we'll try again next time.
Representative Myers, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. A pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
That was State Assembly Representative Beth Myers from Bayfield talking about her proposal that would limit voting on budget items to normal waking hours.